of stopping the attraction to this consciousness. We really mean that. But as you heard us say, it's not the only way.
Right.
Sometime, and we would also like to say that if you are in a particularly uncomfortable phase of life, then more sleep is really better. It really is the reason that newborns sleep so much, as they are adjusting to the denser energy of the physical time-space reality. That does not mean that everyone benefits by great amounts of sleep. And it also does, we are not also not wanting to imply that negative people sleep more and that positive people sleep less. Although the better you feel, the less inclined you are to sleep. And sometimes slumber is associated with depression, but we would say slumber is also associated with not having something that needs to be focused upon right now, or having long-standing patterns of knowing that what you are focusing upon right now is sleep. In other words, hear this, we want to be clear about this. So a person who has spent 8 hours or so in bed from the time that they were very young, that developed those habits, developed this expectancy or this belief that that is the best way to live. Sometimes they, and the rhetoric that is offered around it goes something like, I got a good night's sleep. And when they say I got a good night's sleep, they meant it was long and uninterrupted. And so you sort of have programmed yourself into these beliefs about what's good and bad about everything, not just sleep. So all of those beliefs and desires are factored into every single person's, and it would not be appropriate to say that one sleep pattern is better than another sleep pattern, because it really is an individual thing. Esther enjoys slumber because it is the familiar energy to her of that which is Abraham. In other words, she loves that feeling of releasing consciousness. Now, when you lie in bed and worry about something, you are not releasing consciousness. And so we would say that the remedy for you, if you are determining that you would like a little more sleep, would be to make a conscious determination. In other words, decide, I'm going to sleep longer. And decide, as our friend said to us, I have set into motion this intention to be asked, get an opportunity to ask Abraham a question 2 weeks ago. In other words, he set it aside some time ago.
Right.
Setting something out there a week or two, even a month ahead, is a very comfortable way of doing it. We would begin today by saying, well, starting a month or so from now, I think I will add another hour of really comfortable, restful sleep to my schedule. And as you set that forth, that intention forth, what begins to happen is your consciousness begins to focus upon the idea of sleep.
Right.
It's interesting. We want to talk about this split energy, this idea of saying, I want this, but I want this, but this is what I'm getting. I want this, but this is what I'm getting. And that's what we see with so many people who are tossing and turning. I need to go to sleep, but I can't sleep. I need to go to sleep, but I can't sleep. I need to go to sleep, but I can't sleep. And so we would start saying, I'm going to lie in the bed and relax. I'm going to lie in the bed and benefit by the restfulness of the mattress. I'm going, in other words, set forth some intentions that you feel that there will be less resistance in.
Right. It's a good idea.
Sometimes people feel that they have to get very, 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 very tired before they sleep. And the other morning, Esther awakened. The telephone rang at 4 o'clock. People don't know where she is. And so her friends on the East Coast call her when she's on the West Coast. And sometimes they call her at 5 o'clock in the morning and don't realize it. And so the phone woke her up at 4 o'clock. And then she went back to sleep. And then the phone woke her up about 6 o'clock. And then she went back to sleep. And between 6 and 8 o'clock, she had the best sleep. And Jerry had been up during that time. And when Esther got up, she said, that's my favorite way of sleeping. That feeling of just sliding back into it or not, sliding out of it, that relaxed feeling of it could go either way and it's all delicious. And there isn't one other thing in this universe that needs to be tended to right now. I'm just going to do that. And so as you as you begin to focus upon the deliciousness of sleep, not the need for it, not the necessity of it, not the obligation of it, not the rightness or the wrongness of it, but the deliciousness of it, we think that you will find it to be something that is pleasant no matter where you are within it, you see.
Yeah. I guess the thing was that it was when I heard that in sleep with